Okay, so I was watching a video this morning about a dog named Tiki. And she was in this terrible situation before being fostered. This is a special foster home where they take care of animals that have been in terrible situations, sometimes illegal situations and bad, where they can't even disclose how bad it was to people. And after she was removed from that situation, she needed love. She needed to be rehabilitated, but she was terrified of it. And her body language sought closeness. But if her foster family tried to pick her up, if they tried to touch her, she would freeze, she would bite, she would lose control of her bowels. She was terrified, even with the most gentle people. And they posted these videos of her being afraid to come out of her crate as she was getting acclimated to her new surroundings. And after a week, she left her crate. And that was just real quick, just to grab a piece of food. And then it was a few minutes at a time. And then another week passes and she's out for 30 minutes at a time. And she's still on her own, but she's allowing people to be around her. And then one day it happened. She just walked up to her foster mom and she put her head on her hand. And she was asking for pets and she was asking for love. And that was brave for that little puppy. And I want to say, I'm getting misty now just thinking about it. I want to say it's hard to come out of your shell when you've been hurt. But that's not the world you deserve to live in. So try to look at the positive reasons to face those fears, because we don't want to let go of control. We don't want, love has a lot of forms, you know, letting people in, letting people know that you're hurting, letting people know that you're vulnerable. It's not just romantic love. It's friendship. It's family. It's things like that. People benefit from close relationships. And love and bonding is such a good thing for us as humans. We are social animals. It's not a character flaw for you to trust people after somebody has wronged you. No, it's brave of you to do that. So try to get used to that idea. And in whatever way you can let it in, do so. Try to talk about your feelings with somebody who cares. Ask for help from a friend. Let them help you. You deserve love and you may keep people at bay, but you are brave enough and strong enough to let love in, just like little Tiki.